This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Attorney General John Ashcroft says the president has not given any order sanctioning the torture of terror suspects. Ashcroft was grilled by members of Congress about a Justice Department memo today. The memo argued that the government could use torture in the interest of protecting the United States from attack. That memo had been leaked to two newspapers. Members of Congress demanded to see the document, but Ashcroft refused, as NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have been relishing their first chance to question Ashcroft in over a year. They'd hoped to discuss the USA Patriot Act, but the torture memo ended up being the hot topic, at least for the Democrats. Ranking Member Patrick Leahy led off.
Did your department issue a memorandum that would suggest that torture is allowed under certain circumstances, as the press has reported?
Ashcroft replied with a lawyerly address about the Geneva Conventions and other laws against torture. When Leahy pressed him for a yes or no answer, Ashcroft came up with this.
The president has not directed or ordered any conduct that would violate the Constitution of the United States, that would violate any one of these enactments of the United States Congress, or that would violate the provisions of any of the treaties.
Democrats pushed Ashcroft by blaming the administration's legal debate over the possible use of torture for the abuse found in U.S.-run prisons in Iraq. Senator Ted Kennedy held up pictures of prisoners being menaced by dogs.
This is what directly results when you have that kind of memoranda out there. And it says that it's all because of executive authority and executive power.
Ashcroft said there is no such link.
First of all, let me completely reject the notion that anything that this president has done or the Justice Department has done has directly resulted in the kinds of atrocities which were cited.
Ashcroft said, in fact, the administration was investigating and prosecuting instances of abuse, but he refused to comment on the legal reasoning in the memos. And when committee members demanded copies of the Justice Department documents, Ashcroft said he was obliged not to share that information with Congress.
This does not mean that there can't be debate on such topics. It just means that the private advice that the president gets from his attorney general doesn't have to be a part of the debate.
That sounds a lot like executive privilege, but Ashcroft insisted he was not invoking that legal concept, just refusing to discuss private advice he'd given to his president. And that was about as far as Senate Democrats got, despite some pretty emotional appeals, like this one from Delaware Democrat Joe Biden.
There's a reason why we sign these treaties. To protect my son in the military. That's why we have these treaties. So when Americans are captured, they are not tortured.
That jibe bounced off of Ashcroft, who has a son who served in Iraq and is scheduled to again. Republicans largely kept quiet about the memos, so Ashcroft may have welcomed the near support he got from Democrat Chuck Schumer of New York, who said he thought there were times when torture might well be justified.
The problem isn't with the issues being explored. The problem is there has to be very careful guidance, and it should be made public. And most people are reasonable and would understand that.
Other Democrats said Ashcroft should be held in contempt of Congress for refusing to release the Justice Department memos, but that idea found little support among the Republican leadership. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.